With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. At least one person has died and three others have been hospitalized this summer with the Powassan virus disease. While the tick-borne illness is still rare in Wisconsin, the State Department of Health Services is urging health care providers to be on the lookout for signs of it. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Wisconsin has seen a steady rise in disease transmitted by ticks, mostly Lyme disease. Since 2003, a couple cases of Powassan virus have been reported some years, with a spike of about 12 cases last year statewide. Unlike Lyme disease, which can often be treated with antibiotics, Powassan virus has no widely recognized cure. It attacks the nervous system and can lead to viral encephalitis, inflammation of the brain, which can be fatal or result in long-term neurological issues. Dr. James Thatcher is a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center in Woodruff.
Symptoms of viral encephalitis, which would be similar to Powassan, would be fevers, headaches. Obviously, in a severe case, could be seizure-like activity. But fevers and headaches and malaise, not eating, not drinking. Not communicating. So basically brain on fire symptoms, we would call it.
Black-legged or deer ticks can carry the virus. It's the same type of tick that carries Lyme disease. Young children, the elderly, immunocompromised, and people living alone are especially vulnerable.
Especially if you know you're bit by a tick, you need to just get checked out.
Thatcher says preventing tick bites is key. Products like DEET, permethrin, Picardian remain effective tick repellents. Natural alternatives like cedar wood oil, lemongrass, thyme, and clove can also help repel ticks and other bugs that can carry diseases.
We got to protect ourselves from all bugs, but cedar wood oil is a good place to start if you're going natural.
If you or a loved one has been bitten by a tick and developed symptoms like fever, severe headache, or confusion, Thatcher says to seek medical care immediately. In the past two decades, Powassan virus has been found in many local counties, including Vilas, Oneida, Forest, Lincoln, and Price. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
From 2003 through 2024, a total of 68 cases of Powassan virus disease have been reported to public health in Wisconsin. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to permanently enact a ban on conversion therapy. The court ruled Tuesday that a Republican-controlled legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ people was unconstitutional. The 4-3 ruling from the liberal-controlled court comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ+ rights. The court's ruling has a broad impact far beyond the conversion therapy issue. It takes power away from the legislature to block the enactment of rules that carry the force of law by the governor's office. The search goes on for a new Price County District Attorney. The governor's office started seeking applications for the position in early June, but the post has not yet been filled. Former District Attorney Matthew McElroy resigned before his term ended. The new Price County District Attorney will serve the rest of a term that ends in January of 2029. Applications to be Price County District Attorney will be sought on a rolling basis until the vacancy is filled. The application is available on the Apply to Serve page of Governor Evers' website. The Wausau City Council has approved a contract for night shelter services with the Bridge Street Mission. Some on the council said they could not support the city getting into business with a religious organization that requires some employees and volunteers to adhere to the group's religious beliefs. Councilmember Terry Killian.
We as a government body should not be contracting with any organization that is not an equal opportunity employer or that will not willingly commit to complying with all non-discrimination protections.
But Wausau Councilmember Lisa Rasmussen said there is a clear expectation of no discrimination when it comes to night shelter services.
The separation of the emergency shelter from the voluntary participatory programs that exist at the mission today. Their ability to silo that off and keep that separate and serve all who have a need helps me tremendously in making this decision.
Wausau Alders voted 8-3 to go ahead with the arrangement. The current shelter at First United Methodist Church will close at the end of the year. Bridge Street Mission will take over on January 1st. The two people shot to death in Portage County over the weekend have been identified as the parents of the suspect. Police had gone to a home in the town of New Hope Sunday evening for a welfare check. 53-year-old Dale Scheffler was found dead in the front yard, and 52-year-old Paula Scheffler was inside the house. 35-year-old John Scheffler was armed and shot by police. He was taken to a hospital and has been booked on homicide charges. Two children inside were not harmed and were released to a family member. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.